Today on Rockin' the Suburbs, we're going to go all the way back to 2016. Hey, Patrick, thanks for having me over again.
Anytime, Jim. The basement is yours. What is mine is yours.
So this is an exciting episode of Rockin' the Suburbs because we are going to have a guest visit us via the Skype machine.
Absolutely. One of our friends.
One of our friends, a guy I met in Louisville where I used to live. His name is Adam Coop. We like to call him
the Coop.
Hey, Coop.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
We should introduce ourselves. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I am Patrick Foster. And thanks for Skyping in, Coop.
Yep. And you're listening to Rockin' the Suburbs. And one of the things we like to do is just talk with people about their favorite songs and how it relates to their lives and things like that. And we thought that being that we launched this podcast in January, we should talk to some people about what's been their favorite song of last year.
Uh-huh.
And so, Coop, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and your family situation, and then tell us about your favorite song. Actually, no, you know what? I'm just going to play it because I want Patrick to do this. So tell us how you discovered the song without revealing what the song is.
Before I get into that, I'd like to talk about my musical, the music that I like.
Okay.
So some of the albums of 2016 that I really liked were Weezer came out with a new album. Mm-hmm. Argo Price. I gave you both these chances to try to be your wife. Lumineers. Oh, Ophelia, you've been on my mind, girl, since the flood. The Pixies had a new album.
Mm-hmm.
This real cool dude today, looking like Jack Palance. He said, I want to get through to you and help you find your talent.
I really lean towards rock and Americana a lot. But the song we're going to be listening to today, I actually discovered through my kids. I have a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old. And we're very musical. We listen to music all the time. And actually discovered it on one of the soundtracks that they listen to that we wear out every week.
That is car listening, it sounds like. That you
Most
right?
Yes.
I am now going to play your selection, favorite song, 2016.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock. So don't stop. And under the lights, when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine. Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel a good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on. All those things I shouldn't do.
Okay, Patrick, are you familiar with that song?
I have heard that song, but I cannot tell you who sings it. Is it DeBarge?
No, it's Can't Stop the Feeling by Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake. Beautiful. Yeah. I knew it wasn't the other Justin, because I'm pretty familiar with his work.
It is off of the Trolls soundtrack.
Oh, Trolls. So. I'm sorry, Coop. Trolls.
Well, once you've listened to it about 14 or 15 times, you just start to appreciate it.
Yeah. So you have little kids. How old are they?
Very catchy.
They're 5 and 7.
5 and 7. Our kids are older than that.
Slightly.
They don't watch a lot of these animated movies probably much anymore, right?
Not anymore, but man, do you remember when they were that age, how many of those things you watched? Like, oh, there's a new one? Let's put that in because they haven't seen it. Let's try it out.
I absolutely do. My son, who is now 12, when he was little, he watched the movie Cars.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again. And it's funny because one of his favorite songs became Life is a Highway, because that was always, yeah, you know, that was in that movie.
Totally. And he watched it many times.
That's right.
Yeah.
So Trolls. Now, here's the thing, Coop, I don't get is when you told me this was your favorite song of the year, and I do like it. I mean, very catchy. I think that's really catchy and
that
has a good kind of R&B.
Crack was a compliment. Yeah. It had that great kind of R&B pop sort of feel that they would make, you know, really nice.
Yes.
Loved it.
Yes.
Or like Junior Senior or something really cool.
But here's the thing is you said it was on the Trolls soundtrack, and I believe that's a movie that came out, you know, at like the end of the year. But when I went and listened to the song on Spotify, it was like, I've heard this song for several months now. Like maybe I didn't really realize who it was or where I'd heard it. And it's one of those songs that you just, I don't know where I heard it because I don't really listen to the radio much. So
I do occasionally, but not
was
much.
It in supermarkets? Was it on commercials? I don't know.
On a trailer, maybe.
Yeah. So, but the song actually came out like in May or June, didn't it?
Yeah, it came out, I believe, at the end of May, and I don't remember hearing it until I heard about the Trolls movie, but it was one of those that once I recognized the song, I heard it everywhere. I was hearing it in the background of commercials and, you know, or on the TV and at the supermarket and things like that. But it's such an earworm song. It's something that's out of character for me. Because I don't listen to the radio. I don't really listen to pop music. It's one of those that you can't get it out of your head.
It's called Can't Stop the Feeling.
Yeah, and unless I'm mistaken, and I'm not very good at math, but does that say 471
million
plays
on Spotify?
Wow.
Yeah. We're close to that. For Rocking the Suburbs on our plays, right?
Those are wingtip sloat numbers, Jim.
So, all right. Well, some of you will get that reference later on. Yeah, but it's a really, really catchy song. And I'm glad to hear it in this day and age, to hear just a really good, pop song like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I think that it might be one of my favorite Justin Timberlake songs now.
It's really good. So what do you like about it, Adam?
It's got a nice groove to it. It's the hook is, you know, so just dance, dance, dance and can't stop the feeling. It's just while it's repetitive, it's very catchy, very, you know, easy to sing along to. I don't know. It's hard to listen to without, you know, bobbing your head or tapping your foot. It's just got that catchy, hooky quality to it.
Was it hard for you to admit that this was your favorite song? I mean, you know, having discovered it through like, you know, your kids and kids music and or kids movie and stuff like that. Did you want it to be, you know, something that was maybe more, I don't know, age appropriate, that kind of thing? But let me tell you, I think it's great that this is, you know, what you've clinged on to because it's really good.
So when you asked me, you wanted me to talk about my favorite song of 2016, I immediately thought, well, it's Can't Stop the Feeling. And I spent the next few days trying to see what was going to knock that out of the top spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't. Do I feel like I wish it was something else? No, I don't think so, because it's such a catchy song that I can still live with myself and admit that I like a Justin Timberlake song.
I love that because one of the things I'm just not a really big fan of is that notion of guilty pleasures. I like the idea that, like, if you like this thing, own it, man. It's yours, you
Absolutely.
Know, and it's great. And I think this holds up.
Well, you know, what I liked about it was the way Coop established his credentials and then said,
yes,
I'm big enough, you know, and appreciative enough to appreciate this too. So I kudos right. to that, man. Because if you're making a mixtape and you played the artist you were talking about and then the JT song came on, that would be fantastic.
Yes, but you know, he also kind of did that to show people, like, you know, this isn't quite me exactly, right?
Of course.
He had you know, he had to put a little street cred in there, right?
I would have done the same thing.
Okay.
But also, Justin Timberlake is he's incredibly talented.
I was going to ask, Coop, have you seen Inside Llewyn Davis?
I have. That's a really good movie. I really like that movie.
And he does a fantastic job in there. You know, he's a great, you know, comedic / pretty dramatic actor in that movie.
Does he sing that, like, Spaceman?
Yeah.
To Hey, Mr. Kennedy?
Hey, Mr. Kennedy, right. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 second,
please. Please, Mr. Kennedy. I don't want to go.
Don't show me in the outer space.
Oh, please, Mr. Kennedy.
And then Llewyn Davis goes, who wrote this? I did.
Oh, that's good stuff.
But he's one of those guys, I joke around that he's one of those guys that's too talented.
Yeah.
He, you know. Singer, songwriter, dancer, actor, he can literally do it all. So I'm not a huge Justin Timberlake fan. I appreciate him as an artist, but I don't listen outside of this song. I don't own any other Justin Timberlake. I don't know. It's a really catchy song, and I'm sure by this point everybody's heard it, but if you've written it off as just another pop song, give it a try. Give it a listen.
Well, it says can't stop the feeling, so it's going to continue into 2017.
Perfect.
That's right. Okay. Thank you very much, Adam Coop, for joining us. And we like this so much, we're going to have you back on tomorrow. So
why
listeners,
not?
Listen to Rock in the Suburbs again tomorrow, because you should listen to it
every day.
Every day. You can find the show on iTunes or Audio Boom, and you can also email the show. Tell us about your favorite song of 2016. Mm-hmm. We're going to keep doing this throughout the month.
Find it on the big social networks, the Twitter, the Facebook.
That's right. The email address is suburbspod@gmail.com. You can find us at Twitter @suburbspod or Facebook, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also call and leave a message for us, and then we can use your voice on the show. That number is 612-440-1984. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I am Patrick Foster.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
I can't stop the
I can't stop the I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it.